Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Tuesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time for me to talk with Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter for our Adopt a Pet Tuesday segment. Amber, good morning. Good to have you with us.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for being with us, and let's talk about some of the animals that are available for adoption this week.
Yes, this morning we've got Clarice, who is the sweetest senior that you're ever going to meet.
Look at that picture.
She's 8 years old. You can tell by her picture. She's had a rough life, but she is just looking for a place to call her own, and she's very mellow, gentle. She's still got a little bit of energy every once in a while, but she's just looking for a home, and her home needs to not have any cats.
Okay.
But she loves to just go out and walk in the park with our volunteers. So if you're looking for a walk-in buddy and then a snuggle buddy, you got to come down and meet Clarice.
Okay, very good. And Clarice is a bit older, you said.
Yep, she's eight to 9 years old.
So. Okay.
She's way past that puppy stage.
Definitely. Well, very good. That is Clarice. And then what about Monty? Tell me about him.
Yes, Monty is a sweet boy. He can be a little shy at first when meeting new people, so you got to give him some time to warm up to you. But once you do, he'll show you how sweet and loving he is. He'll crawl right up in your lap. He's ready. He's neutered and ready to go home today, so you just got to come down and meet him.
Okay.
And see how sweet he is.
All right, very good. That is Monty, and not to be left out, let's talk about some of the cats that are available, and you've got two that are on the list this week. Tell me about Duke and Baron.
Yes, Duke and Baron are our siblings. They're brothers. They're a bonded pair, so we were asking that we adopted together. They don't do well apart. We've had them in separate kennels, and they get stressed out, so they prefer to be together. They were abandoned in an apartment here in town, so they've been inside cats, but they are kind of shy and timid around new people, but once you get to know them, they warm up to you pretty quickly. They'd probably be best in a home that's kind of mellow, no children running around, but you just got to come and meet them. So.
Gotcha.
They need a forever home.
They sure do. Well, and it looks like they are inseparable, the two of them, in their little house there.
Yes, they cuddle with each other all the time. So they would be perfect in a home together, and you make a deal and get you two for the price of one for them. So
you're making deals. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Very good. And Amber, I know you're still just having visits by appointment, right, at the shelter?
Yes, we are still doing everything by appointment only, so please give us a call if you want to meet one of these animals or one of our many other animals that we have up for adoption. You can call 505-599-1098 to schedule an appointment. We're also, if you're interested and not ready to adopt, we're looking for fosterers for puppies and moms with puppies because we're exploding with puppies. So if that's something you're interested in, just please give us a call.
Okay, very good. And again, to be a foster, that really means that you are just kind of helping these moms and their very, very young puppies to get ready and get old enough to be able to be adopted. But in the meantime, the shelter helps to pay for all those expenses, right?
Absolutely. We provide all the supplies, all the medical care, and then you just provide the love and attention, and you have to play with puppies, so you can't beat that.
Can't beat that. That is for sure. Well, wonderful. Well, they can give you a call and make an appointment to come down and see the animals that are available, or sign up to be a foster parent for some of these young puppies that are going to be born there at the shelter and in these foster homes. But if anyone has questions about any of the animals that we introduced them to this morning, they can give you a call and come down and see them later on. Correct.
Absolutely. We open at 11:30, so call and make an appointment, and we'll get you in. Hopefully, we'll find you the right fit for your household and your family and get you a four-legged family member.
There you go. Well, that's what they can do. Perfect. Well, Amber, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I always appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott. Always a pleasure.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Amber Francisco from the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter, my guest here on KSJE Farmington.